This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Telephone number if you would like to join us is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is the show you're listening to. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're going to talk about stuff. If you want to talk about that, that's fine. Or if you want to change the subject, that's totally fine too. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Kahuna,
and Richie Rich.
Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you for a favor right now. As you perhaps already know, Ian Freeman, this show's founder, was recently convicted of various victimless crimes. He's facing up to 20 years in prison. We can argue all day as if the jury or the judge were mistaken, but that won't get us anywhere. What will be helpful is for you to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he has helped you or the community, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. Saying things about yourself that give your opinion weight with government workers will also be helpful. For example, if you've held office, if you're in the military, if you've done some volunteering, stuff like that would all be good to mention. Ian is a selfless man that has always tried to do what he thinks is the right thing. It would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time in prison at all. We do need these letters quickly, so don't put it off. Send your letter for Ian Freeman to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get to write that whole address down, that's okay. All the info you need can be found at letters.freetalklive.com. That's letters.freetalklive.com. All right. Still to come, I want to talk about this emotional support stripper because
Are there any other kind?
I mean, really, right? Like I could have used a couple of cheerleaders today. I was doing some. I got a big room that's been remodeled, and I had to tape it up and get ready for priming and cut in the corners, all that kind of stuff. And so I did that, but like I was feeling a little lethargic on a Sunday, And I'm like, man, if only I had some scantily clad women here cheering me on, like emotional support strippers would have come in handy.
Every time you finish a wall, they take off another layer of clothes.
Something would have been great, okay. Yeah. So we'll still talk about that coming up. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, who doesn't every now and then need a naughty nurse? It seems to me I remember an old video about that.
It's the only reason to go to the hospital.
Well, I mean, it's just like the French maid outfit. There's something just, damn. How can you, it's like a train wreck. You can't hardly look away.
So it didn't really go anywhere, but in Hawaii, right, I had a business called Bikini Clean Hawaii.
Ooh.
Where I just had scantily clad women show up at your house and clean for you.
Well, why don't you have that business here now?
It was prohibitively difficult to restart.
Okay. All right.
Made zero effort.
If you ever decide to do that, I'm happy to be part of your beta program.
Okay. Part of it is the quality of talent around here is not as good.
Yeah, you're going to have to import.
Yeah.
You might have to look into, some sort of, other than importing. That's the only way I can put that.
So that thing, went out of business in 2014. And as recently as 3 days ago, I get a text on my phone. Hey, dude, do you still have a bikini made? I still get requests for it.
Was it up and running for a while?
Less than a year.
Less than a year, yeah.
Yeah.
They did in the Seattle area. I still kick myself to this day. So I was renting a condominium from a friend of mine. And then my roommate was yet another friend of mine and also the guy who owned the place. And it was a nice place. And we were both, you know, working full-time jobs, good income. Rent was cheap, right, because we knew the owner, you know, that kind of a thing. And, like, you know, we'd throw, you know, shindigs on Sunday during football and, you know, that kind of thing, or have pre-funk or post-funk before our, you know, our bands would play live and that kind of a thing at our place because it was nice. And, like, I'm kicking myself because, like, here's two single dudes, right, in a condominium in a, you know, an upscale area of the Seattle area. And there was, like, three or four different, like, sort of topless maid services available. And we never once called. We never even thought about it. And it wasn't until, like, after we both moved out of that place and got our own separate places that me and this guy were hanging out. And I was like, dude, how come we never did this? He's like, damn, I have no idea. I didn't even think about it till now. I'm like, so, yeah, we're done.
Yep,
that's the right story.
Captain, you obviously didn't have your thinking cap on. Let me give you a quick related story. My sister, who I taught to switch hit by the age of five, she ended up becoming a doctor and got a scholarship on the U of M softball team, but she ended up being a switch hitter permanently.
I thought you were speaking metaphorically instead of literally, so thank you for
continuing the last conversation. It was a poor transition.
Well, anyway, she had this boy girlfriend she was hanging out with, and this chick dude ran a landscaping service.
Okay.
Well, she was smart enough to hire all these cute-butted young girls to do all the service work. And, you know, who doesn't want to see a nice butt bending over during a garden?
It's the only reason I'll ever wash my car.
Lawnmowers, you know, so they're just bouncing around the yard. And it was all, so, I mean, even being from the other side of the fence, you can see what the guys on the other side of the fence are staring at. So,
yep.
You, like I said, you didn't have your thinking cap on when you didn't hire the topless mate. Anyway.
And then Bud Light goes, you know what could make this better? You just make it a dude instead.
Oh, poor Bud Light.
Maybe. Oh, good. The village people are back. Yeah. Applause. Anyway.
What are you calling in about, Major?
Well, have you heard about this crazy Mexican restaurant owner out in California that's been sued and has now got to pay his employees like $135 million?
What?
No.
For what?
Yeah. So he's got these 35 probably illegal immigrants because he's scaring them with INS and whatnot, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, not that there's anything wrong with that otherwise.
So somebody ratted him out to the sandwich police. So he's trying to figure out who in the organization is the Judas, so to speak.
Okay.
So he hires this actor to come in as a priest and take confession from all these Hispanic people, which are no doubt mostly Catholic.
This is a smart business owner.
And they, he's very, very dumb.
Oh, okay. So that move was smart anyway.
The supposed priest he hired wasn't even a Catholic, so he had no idea how a confession should go.
Okay, now he's getting dumber.
Ron were Catholics, so they'd been through a confession and knew how it was supposed to go. This guy was asking him questions like, I mean, do you ever steal from work? You hear people talking bad about the boss. I mean, nothing to do with their heart or their soul or salvation or anything. So, this ended up going to court out in California, and he's got to pay these 35 employees $100-some million between them.
For the fraudulent confession or for...
Some kind of religious violation act, I'm assuming. I mean, I don't have the transcript of the court and whatnot, but I heard about this like 6 months ago. I knew it was popping.
The priest is in the walk-in freezer. Go confess. There's no confession.
That used to be a safety meeting in my day.
In the walk-in,
In the walk-in cooler,
Well, safety meetings happen every 3 hours. You're working a wrong job.
Well, I'm only here for 3 hours, so as far as you know, I'm safe before and I'm safe after.
You probably are. Oh, speaking of which, I missed the first hour last night. I didn't know you guys weren't doing beer talk. I was severely disappointed.
They also announced it last week.
Yeah, we announced it last week and also during Free Talk Live last night. So, you know, sorry.
Like I said, I re-listened to the first hour and discovered that it wasn't going to happen. So.
I see. All right. Well, at least you got the full Free Talk Live in. Yeah, we'll be back. Beard Talk Live will return next Saturday, or this coming Saturday, I guess.
All right, so I got another quick one. Actually, this ain't a kind of a quick one. You know how they're all this global warming BS and whatnot, and they're basing it all upon the daily average temperature? right?
Okay. Weather. No. Yeah, anything happens weather-related. It's global warming. It's climate change. No, extreme
hear
heat.
Hear me out. If you don't get it, you won't get it.
Okay.
So all these, no, you know, you're familiar with NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Yep.
They're the ones that take the mean temperature. And what that is they take the high and the low for the day, and they come up with an average. Now,
that
all
mean
these
is one of the
places,
averages, yes.
All these places that used to take probably a good temperature back in the 50s and 40s are now surrounded by giant asphalt parking lots, concrete parking lots. All this stuff absorbs massive amounts of heat and lets it off all night long till about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
So the average mean temperature of the night has gone up just by the surrounding atmosphere of the buildings that they're measuring it from.
It's an interesting
thought. There are probably
thought.
A few that are out in rural places, and I think if you were to take across-the-board measurements from them, you'd be a hell of a lot closer to reality than what they were getting now.
Because
you know every damn city in the world has got these big rubber black top or tar roofs.
Right. So
that's something cool like the forest does.
The problem with global warming in general is they're making it out to be a big deal, and it's not. Right. If you're concerned about CO2 emissions, CO2 is what plants crave. Right.
Yeah. I thought it was Rhonda.
No. CO2. Right. So if you plant more trees in urban areas.
Yeah.
Right, like down the median of Main Street, right? Trees galore instead of just a concrete median. All those emissions will be eaten up by the trees,
right?
And the trees will give back fresh oxygen,
right?
It's a symbiotic relationship. So even if there's an abundance of CO2,
hang on, Major.
Even if there's an abundance of CO2, man-made emissions, right? Whatever their problem is with all the CO2 entering the atmosphere. You just offset it with more trees in more places,
yeah.
And problem is solved.
Well, we're all carbon-based life forms.
Right.
The government spraying these chemtrails is killing the trees. And now they're coming out with this new stuff that is some kind of a fungus that's going to be killing the crops. I mean, when death is raining on you from above, what the hell are you supposed to do?
Plant more trees.
Yeah, or hemp.
Plant more trees so the government can kill them with their damn
algae. Right? Well, there's your problem right there then, Major, right? It's still a government problem. It's not an emissions problem. It's not a CO2 problem.
Yeah.
It's not a cow fart problem, right?
it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It's just, if you're really concerned, just offset it with trees and plants and algae and all the other, you know, I think most of the fresh oxygen on the planet's from ocean algae, some whatever, you know, you get more of that and you offset anything. It's not a carbon credit that pays the state for whatever you did, right? It's more of the stuff that eats the CO2 and gives humans fresh oxygen.
Yeah, paying the state more and more. Paying the state more and more every year can't even fix the roads. Paying the state more and more isn't going to improve the air.
Yeah.
Well, you could cure the whole problem just by planting marijuana.
That's what I said. Hemp. I don't care. Yeah.
I don't care what plant it is. Just more of it.
The Jamaican strain grows 25 feet tall every year.
Does it do photosynthesis?
It's almost as big as a red pine when the government decides to make a telephone pole out of it around here.
Does it convert CO2 to oxygen? Then I'm for it.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
I don't care what it is. Whatever grows in your area.
I got 13 acres and it's all in trees. Good. I'm doing my part.
Well, then you have no worries about emissions. Right? If you're surrounded by that, there's plenty of oxygen to sustain one man.
I feel like you should start harvesting the oxygen in your area, Major, and compressing it into containers and selling it to other people.
The people in urban areas where there's no trees.
Right.
And yeah, seems to me there was a radio show called that. I think it was Fresh Air.
Imagine if LA had a whole bunch of trees. It like ate up all the smog naturally.
Imagine if every big city in the U.S. just had trees in addition to, like, their radio towers on top of all the skyscrapers.
Yeah.
right? It would be sucking up all that CO2 all day long, right? Producing fresh oxygen. And, well, look at that. It would probably take care of smog, right, as far as, like, the cloud that hangs over, like, L.A., for example.
Yeah. Problem solved. You're welcome. Again.
You guys just reminded me of one of Scooter's earliest calls. Remember when he was trying to get Nikki to sell farts in a jar?
I try to forget about Scooter as much as possible, but thank you for that memory.
But go on.
I do too, but sometimes the ridiculousness just pops back to the top, you know?
The extreme always seems to make an impression.
It's like a methane gas bubble. It just will not be held down.
Major, thanks for the call, man. Have a good night. 603-283-6160. I had forgotten all about that, and I'd like to forget again. But
I didn't even know that was Scooter.
Yeah, I guess it was.
Okay.
I can't say that for certain, and we can't ask Nikki because she's not here, so we'll just have to move on.
Let
it go.
As it were.
This from RT.com. No segue, just cold segue, right straight into it.
We got to get to this.
U.S. influencer becomes emotional support stripper in the Ukraine. Which is even worse than just like when I read the phrase emotional support stripper, I'm like, oh, I got to get one of those. And then I read the rest of this and I'm like, what? Yes, U.S. influencer becomes emotional support stripper in Ukraine.
Could you imagine like a stripper with a PhD in psychology or psychotherapy?
There have been a number of these documented because, well, stripping's good money, and that allows them to put themselves for cash.
Understood, but then you pay her to go, like, into the back room for the lap dance, and she just lays you out on the couch and starts talking to you about your childhood?
That would... You would probably be better off hiring, like, you know, an actual mental health professional.
She is. I just said the emotions.
But you don't want to get psychoanalyzed, if you will, like in the VIP room at the strip club. That's the worst place for it.
It might be cheaper depending on your copay.
Well, maybe.
All right.
Let me know how that goes. If you find out where that is,
new business idea.
You know, get me a coupon or something.
Okay.
You know? Taiwanese-American influencer Fan Pei Kong traveled from her native Houston to the front lines of the Ukraine conflict to offer her services as an emotional support stripper. Okay, first of all, there's a whole bunch of people out there who are saying things like, well, the U.S. totally needs to be in the Ukraine. I support what's going on in the Ukraine. And like, well, if you do, get your ass over there. Get on a plane and go over there and help them. If you think that they need help and you're sitting on your butt at home watching the news, well, then I have no reason to listen to you.
One of the interesting things about the Ukraine, it's the same people here who are like, Nazis bad.
Right.
Are like, Ukraine Nazis good and need our support.
How did that happen?
The news.
Yeah.
If you Google News it or search news, right, all the Ukraine stories up until the invasion, right, is all how bad and corrupt Ukraine is.
Yeah.
And then immediately after the invasion, it changes. And Ukraine is good all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I were surprised. I really wish I was. But you say it, and I'm like, yep, that's totally how it happened. Indoctrination all the way.
There's a
propaganda, whatever you want to call it.
I pulled up one article, and it was just a list, like an alphabetical list of all the puppet governments that the United States has put up over the years in various countries.
Yeah.
And Ukraine was on the list.
Yeah.
But it's a story from like 2017.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's like we were talking about earlier. I mean, it's the power of suggestion, the media. And if you were to kind of press people who put the Ukraine flag on their garage door or fly it on their car, and sort of the rah-rah. And
change ask them, it to cover their Facebook profile.
Yeah, and ask them why. They're going to say, oh, because of Russia. But they don't really understand what they're talking about, and they don't remember the things like we just mentioned from 2017. And it's just the power of suggestion, of the media, power of the media, actually.
And Russia bad from the 80s.
Right, yeah.
Right. I've seen Rocky IV. Yeah. I know how bad Russia is.
Right, yeah, right.
I must break you.
Ivan Drago.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the whole stereotype right there.
No, you're
That's
right.
Why Russians are bad.
It is. And, like, like, I remember that movie as a kid, right? I remember that movie. I'm like, oh, wow, Rocky or whatever, right? You know?
Yeah.
And then, like, I look back at it now, and I'm like, oh, wow, propaganda.
Yeah.
Like, I recognize it for what it was now, but I didn't at the time.
Yeah. And still watch it. It's still a good movie.
And I imagine that that's how most people are now.
Yeah.
That they don't recognize propaganda for what it is.
It's hard to see through the media lies.
Kahuna and I were at a place recently where the television was on, two televisions, and the news was on.
Yes.
Right? Like local, you know, I don't know, Boston News or something. Right?
Okay.
And I haven't watched television news, the local news, much less a national news broadcast, in years. And, like, the volume wasn't, if it was on, it was low. So, like, you know, I couldn't hear what they were saying or whatever. But I immediately recognized it for what it was. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, no wonder humanity sucks, man.
Yeah.
They're being fed this, and people are just, like, glued to it going, oh, yes, that's what's happening. Oh, I see. Thank you for my dose of reality.
Just go look at the wall of TVs in front of the treadmill at the gym.
Yeah.
They got you for an hour.
All right, so anyway, Fan Pei Kong traveled from her native Houston, so I'm going to give her credit. She felt like she needed to do something, and she got off her butt and went over there.
She did.
Or she bared her butt and went over there, depending on how the story turns out. The beauty pageant contestant turned self-described globetrotting girlfriend offers racy photos of herself in skimpy variations of military gear, posing with armaments on the erotic pay-per-view platform OnlyFans. Though she says the content is free to Ukrainian soldiers and volunteers.
Nice.
I'm sorry. The content is free to Ukrainians, comma, soldiers.
Okay.
And volunteers.
I volunteer to view her OnlyFans page.
I also volunteer. They have a picture of her holding like a, looks like a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Provocative.
It's not a very racy picture for.
Very suggestive.
Yeah. For RT. You'd think RT would be a little. Less conservative with that, but well, whatever. That's not the only thing that's free. According to her profile on the DIY porn site, which lists free emotional breastfeeding to soldiers and volunteers as one of her specialties. Okay.
What?
I'm sorry. Like, I was breastfed as a kid, but, like, you know, got over that pretty quick, and, you know, they switched me over to the bottle, and I don't even remember it.
Okay.
Right. Now, I do have an affinity for, you know, the larger breasted women.
Okay.
But I think that's just in an effort to get back to when I was a kid, when they were, like, giant.
Sure. Like, yeah.
So this is actual breastfeeding, like a baby?
I don't.
But so these are with adult soldiers.
I don't know what free emotional breastfeeding to soldiers and volunteers means. So, I can only guess, based on the words that were used in the sentence, what that might mean.
I'm trying to stay clinical here as best we can.
Right, we have to, right. You know, we're on radio, right. So right. We got to, right. You know. Anyway.
But you guys are talking as if you've never had one in your mouth recently. And I feel bad if that's the case.
It's not the case, okay. At least for me. I can't speak for anyone else. 603-283-6160. We're going to talk more about this. We'll get to more of your calls and thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. At least 50 people were killed by a suicide bomber in Pakistan on Sunday. More than 100 others were injured. Russia is blaming Ukraine for drone strikes on two commercial buildings in Moscow Sunday. The mayor of Moscow said there were no injuries. A Republican pro-life congresswoman admits her party is not doing enough to help women. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Nancy Mace of South Carolina says, quote, "It looks bad to target military women so soon after Roe v. Wade was struck down." Democratic Senator Chris Coons says a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney spent 5 years looking into accusations about Hunter Biden's various business deals. Coons said an impeachment would hurt Republicans. Barbie will win the box office again with another $93 million domestically. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We're back, and the telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us in the studio, it's myself, the Captain
Kahuna,
and Rich.
I do want to continue talking about this story from RT.com about this emotional support stripper. Her name is, what was her name? Something Kong? Fanpei Kong. Oh, Kong.
Yep.
She traveled from her native Houston to the front lines of Ukraine to offer her services as an emotional support stripper. I don't know what that means. When we last left our heroes, we were discussing this, feature.
Service that she offers.
Feature of her OnlyFans page that where she offers free emotional breastfeeding to soldiers and volunteers as one of her specialties.
It's not really a specialty.
I guess it's not.
I mean,
because I guess, like, anyone, you know, endowed, like, and
I feel like in theory, I could do that if there was no milk involved. Right, this is not unique to her.
She is milking both the soldiers and like her the rest of her OnlyFans in more ways than one is what she's doing.
If there's milk involved, I'm out. Right, but
yeah,
if there's not.
I don't want to kink shame anybody because like there's people that are into like that kind
of
a thing.
No, I'm not kink shame. I'm just saying I don't produce any, so it's one like she's got a competitive advantage in that area.
But you could just buy some and, like, pour it over yourself. Or whatever. Okay. Get some 1%, I don't All know, right. you know, half and half maybe. I don't know what you would do. Claiming she initially went to Ukraine last year to do ordinary volunteer work.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Lending a hand.
Oh, no, I don't have any more money. How am I going to pay for my plane ride back to the States?
Ordinary volunteer work, like lending a hand at women's shelters and orphanages. Kwong told the Daily Beast that she soon grew tired of helping those in need because she had done it before back home.
I don't like helping people in need either. I need to get paid for that. I'm totally on board with this.
Wow. It didn't feel like anything unique to what I had back in the States, she complained. I wanted more. I wanted to be with the military. She expanded her volunteering horizons as an emotional support person for English-speaking soldiers.
It's the uniform that gets them.
That's what I'm thinking. And was soon romantically involving herself with a slew of Ukrainian men overcoming the language barrier with the help of Google Translate.
I thought it was just an English-speaking America. It's just
the international language of love.
I thought it was French. Not Russian.
I don't know. Okay. Definitely not Russian.
Definitely not. Yeah. She claimed to be dating four when she was interviewed by the Beast in Kharkov, a drone operator, a power plant worker, and two IT workers.
Polyamorous libertarian hero, Kwong Mok, whatever.
Though she didn't reveal if any of them knew about the other three.
Oh, so I guess
Well, they do now. She also dates foreign soldiers who have volunteered their own services to the Ukrainian cause, she said.
I think they're using the term date very loosely.
I feel like they are, too. But it depends. Like, is she charging for these dates?
No, because it's free. It's volunteer work.
Okay.
Or, I mean, is there dinner and a movie first? Right?
Is she getting double paid, then?
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. People don't talk about the sexual needs of the people of a country at war, she told the outlet.
Well, because usually they're just raping the minorities over there. Their needs are satisfied.
What's the, is it Apocalypse Now? Or the, you know, they're in Vietnam or whatever, and they're like, F-E-S-E, $5 or whatever,
yeah.
Right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, okay.
That movie talked about it plenty,
yeah.
Right? You know? Anyway, Kwong lamented.
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket, thank you. Kwong lamented that not all Westerners have been supportive of her sex tourism. She's calling it sex tourism,
tourism.
Now. Yeah, no. That would be where you're going to another country. Well, no, I guess maybe it does qualify. Like, in the utmost definition of sex tourism. Okay. Revealing that when she joined a group chat for humanitarian workers, these guys just tore me for 3 days straight.
Sure they did.
Toured her?
Tore. T-O-R-E.
Oh, tore. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Accusing her of wanting to make porn off of mass graves, she blamed sexism. The scantily clad influencer allegedly continues to do humanitarian work, according to her OnlyFans.
Someone needs to feed those soldiers.
Which is defined as cash donations to Ukrainians in need and volunteers I can see with my own eyes who are doing good work. Social media, kitchen help, water runs to frontline villages, English practice for kids, etc., etc. Her online business is technically illegal under Ukrainian law. I mean, so that's civil disobedience.
Okay.
Right? Technically, sure. Right?
Yep.
Which prohibits the sale or distribution of pornographic images or other items with penalties including fines or up to 3 years jail time.
However, that'd be ironic if she got arrested in Ukraine for under that law.
However, comma, making content for OnlyFans in particular has become a popular line of work among Ukrainians whose lives have been upended by the conflict, according to the Daily Beast. That's the whole story.
Okay.
That's the rest of the story.
Yeah.
It's my Paul Harvey impersonation. Anyway, no.
Pretty good.
Too old for Paul Harvey, most of the listeners. Or I'm too old for most of them. Anyway.
Anywho.
Good
on her.
Like, there's things about this story I really like. There's things I don't like. I feel like she's sort of like not being honest with herself.
Maybe. She's exploiting a market opportunity, though, and as a good capitalist, we can't really knock her for that.
That's true. That's true.
Or her knockers.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen the knockers, so I don't know if they're knockable.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll give you an update later. I think we've milked this story for all it's worth. Don't you?
Sure.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever breastfed a soldier?
Sarah's not with us.
Oh.
She is. Guess well, never she get appears that to be with us. But no, Sarah going once. Sarah going twice. Sarah, give us a call back. Or
how about this? If you've ever breastfed a soldier, give us a call.
For money.
For money.
For yeah. money.
603-283-6160.
Or if you're a soldier...
looking to be breastfed, looking to...
Yeah, you okay. know, like the other way around.
Yeah, if you're a soldier looking to breastfeed,
you're the feeder or the feedee, right? You know, yeah, whichever one you are, give us a call. 603-283-6160. okay. Like, it would be... I would prefer that she'd be over there instead of supporting... you know, soldiers in wartime or whatever, like you know, champion for peace.
Okay.
Champion for nonviolence, right? Use your market advantage, right, for that purpose, I think,
teach
would be
these Ukrainian women how to set up an OnlyFans so that they can make some money in their displaced environment.
Yeah, you know, get people, like, here's something to talk about this, and that's the fact that decentralized platforms, or at least more decentralized than, like, brick-and-mortar places, right, have given these people an opportunity to earn even though their life is in shambles.
Yes.
Right? And so, whoa, wouldn't it be great if humanity could take a lesson from that and go, oh, the network effect provides? Oh, wow, how else can we take advantage of it? Oh, you mean we can check out of our statist money? Oh, wow, shouldn't we take advantage of that too? Yeah. Of course, sex sells, right? So that's where the attention's going to get.
I'm really surprised that OnlyFans didn't have a more cryptocurrency-heavy approach.
It's because they're still a centralized platform.
Understood. But at one point, they were, like, losing their processing from MasterCard
right.
because of the pornography.
Right.
And like, oh, perfect, market opportunity for, like, cryptocurrency.
Oh, I haven't.
Because you can bet some lonely dude is going to figure out a way how to convert fiat to Bitcoin if it means he can check out
didn't
the
that happen to Pornhub?
Did they?
Didn't they get shut down by all the credit card processors? And they're like, that's fine, we'll take crypto.
Maybe.
And I haven't checked up on it since I heard that story.
Pornhub is a conglomerate.
Is it?
It's huge now. They like, have you ever seen those, you know, the corporate media owns all these outlets, mm-hmm. like graphs?
Mm-hmm.
There's one like that for Pornhub. It's remarkable.
There's like 300 companies that own it or something?
Like well, everything reports up to Pornhub.
Right, Pornhub at the top, and then a whole conglomerate underneath them.
Oh, Pornhub owns a whole bunch of different companies.
A whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was the other way around. There was a whole bunch of owners.
No. Oh. Pornhub is like at the top of just a media conglomerate in that industry. It's amazing.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Like all of your favorites. Playboy, I think, is underneath the Pornhub banner at this point.
Wow. I mean, it makes sense. It's basically the main portal to that, and so that would be, I would think, the biggest market for all those sites.
I wish I was surprised, but we all know, at least I do anyway, from having lived through the 90s, the inception, and the early 2000s, the inception of the Internet.
The Internet is for porn.
Well, the Internet was like sort of on shaky ground for a long mm-hmm. time. The thing that stabilized it and made, like, created actual viable business models mm-hmm. was the porn industry, porn, yeah. right? If it wasn't for porn, the Internet probably would have failed. I'm just saying that from the experience that I had with Internet companies, Y2K, all that kind of stuff.
You can thank porn for VHS
yes.
over Betamax.
Yes, you can. As
Even
well as
Betamax was better.
Yeah.
Higher quality video.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad that VHS won.
It's because of porn. Porn went, well, we'll go VHS. And yeah. The rest is history.
If porn would just go all crypto all the time, I think crypto would never, ever have a problem again.
Neither would the porn industry, because, again, people will figure it out
right.
in order to access the porn.
Right. Yeah. The proper incentives. Give humans
exactly.
the proper incentives, and they will learn anything.
Yes.
Right. And that's why, well, government sucks, because government doesn't incentivize you to do anything. right? Except for, oh, fill out your forms and give them, you know, half your money or more. That's the only thing they incentivize.
And the forms are confusing for a lot of people, too.
Yeah. What's the meme? It's like, I'm trying to do my taxes. How much do I owe? I don't know. You have to figure that out. What if I get it wrong? Well, then you go to jail.
Yeah. Right. We know, but we're not going to tell you.
Right.
And they're not accountable if their forms are confusing or stuff doesn't work.
Yeah. That's part of the IRS like helpline is if they give you bad information, right. You're still wrong if you take their advice and fill out the form wrong.
Right. Ridiculous. That.
I remember a long time ago, whilst I was still filing a tax return, I asked my mom, like, hey, can you help me with this, Mom? And she's like, it doesn't matter. Just fill it out. If it's wrong, they'll send it back with the correction. And sure enough, they sent it back with the correction. I made the correction and refiled it again. They know. They just, you have to do it. And so I don't anymore.
Speaking of making money... there is a term in the English language called arbitrage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I took advantage of arbitrage when I moved from the Seattle area to Keene, New Hampshire. What does that mean? That means the cost of living was lower here than it is in Seattle, Washington, and I maintained my income the same as it was when I lived there as when I lived here. So I didn't take a loss in pay. I didn't get a bump, but like... The actual realization was that I had more money because the cost of living was lower.
Yeah.
This is called arbitrage.
The simple explanation is simultaneously buying low and selling high.
Right.
Yep.
So one family, this is from Yahoo News, one family pocketed $7.6 million by taking cans and bottles from Arizona and recycling them in California.
It's like an old episode of Seinfeld.
That's smart.
I think that, and that's arbitrage.
Yeah, right. But you got to save up all those. You can't be making run like a weekly run, right? You have to save up enough to overcome the cost of transportation. Yes.
Okay, right. You don't want to do just, but you probably aren't going to do one, right? You're going to do several, but you got to make sure. Do the numbers.
You're not
going to
do it in a pickup truck. You're going to do it in a 40-foot semi.
Right, or rent one of these portable on-demand storage things, have it shipped for you. Figure out what the costs are. What's it going to cost you? Figure out where you're going to make profit on this thing, and then pull the trigger.
Yep.
Right? This is capitalism 101. Mm-hmm. Anyway, prosecutors say this is fraud.
No.
You know what's fraud?
Prosecutors.
You know what's fraud? The state. The state is fraud.
What's not fraud, or what they don't say is fraud, is the opposite of that, right? So their revenue assumes that some percentage of people never return their cans or whatever.
Right.
Yep.
And so that's part of the mix.
Hawaii.
That's not, they don't claim anything wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you buy a bunch of canned or bottled goods in California and take them to Arizona and you recycle them and get nothing, they're fine with that.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's not fraud at all.
Right.
At one point, Hawaii instituted like a 6 cents per can tax.
Yeah. Michigan had that for a long time.
But when you when you recycled it, like you only got a 5 cent refund.
Yeah.
And there was no way to get that other penny back.
Yep.
So you. Even if you wanted to recycle, you were losing money on every can, and the most you could get back was like 83%.
Unless, of course, you went out and got the cans for free.
Right.
Right? If you dumpster dive or like offer to like take out your neighbor's trash and keep all their cans for yourself or whatever, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. But in general, to promote recycling, they went, you can't make any money off it anymore. The most you can get back is like 83%.
Yeah. When I was a beach bum in Panama City, Florida, my friend Rob would go, because he had a car, I didn't.
Okay.
Panama City, for those who don't know, is like a spring break party beach town kind of a thing. It's big during spring break for all the college kids, and giant parties the size of Tahiti happen all along the beach. Not the size of Tahiti, but huge college parties that go all day, all night at these resort hotels. And
most
of
them support college students.
Yes. Okay. And so, like me being me, I looked older as a kid. You know, I had the mustache early, facial hair, that kind of a thing. And so I always looked older, and I would just sort of meander into these parties, right? Because I kind of looked at their age and that kind of a thing. And so I'd start drinking and, hitting the bong and, all this fun stuff. And I just, partied, and I would sleep on the beach. They had freshwater showers at certain intervals along the beach, just as a the city provided those, so you could shower off the salt water or whatever. So I was able to shower and not stink, and it's the beach in Florida, man. Like, I'm not gonna freeze at night or anything. So I just partied for like an entire summer, and guy needs money. I had a job selling sunglasses. It was a cash under the table job, but like. Selling sunglasses, you would think, would be pretty easy, but if your boss buys, crappy-looking sunglasses that nobody wants, it's a little tougher sell. So I decided to supplement my income. I was going to rope my friend Rob into driving, early in the morning, we're talking like 4:30 in the morning, to all of these places where, the parties had, fizzled out, the sun's come up, you're like, oh, we better go to bed. And we would just collect cans and bottles. They would pay us by the pound or whatever, so it was mostly aluminum. We would crush as many of them as we can, toss them into bags, toss them into the back of his car, and then we would go and get money for that. And that's how we paid our rent, was with these cans, right? The money that I made selling sunglasses was like food and cigarettes and, beer and, fun stuff, right? And so I'm kind of like on board with this idea as a result of that. I'm like, here's a thing that you can do to earn money. You are providing a service, and that is you're actually helping these, at least in my case, I was helping these resorts with their trash problem, because these bags would often be overflowing, or there would be just be more bags than cans full of trash or whatever that these people would put out. And you're just like, oh, look at all these cans.
If only you knew you could be a millionaire by doing this on the West Coast.
Yeah, I didn't know. However, a California family that earned millions of dollars just by recycling cans and bottles has now been accused of multiple felonies that could lead to years behind bars.
Oh, no.
In a felony complaint filed this month, state prosecutors charged 8 family members in Riverside County with defrauding the state.
The recycling 8.
Recycling.
What are you in for? We recycled cans.
We'll call it
littering commercial.
We'll just call them the 888.
Okay.
And they're like, is there 888? No, there's only 8, but they recycled twice. Defrauding the state is what they're charged with by importing used bottles and cans from Arizona, some 178 tons in 8 months, and recycling them in California.
Okay, so how many tons a month would that be?
178 or 8?
I was told there'd be no math.
It's like 22.
We got a math guy here.
Okay. Yeah.
22 tons a month?
Yeah.
So that's how many, not a ton a day, close, right? Close. 30 days. Okay.
Business days.
Yeah. One ton every business day.
Okay.
Close enough, yeah.
I wonder how big a ton of recycled cans looks. You know what I mean? Like, how big are they crushed? Like, that's my first question.
I think you would have to crush them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
just to save
that
space.
That is a massive quantity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the recycling operation earned the family $7.6 million. That's right. M with a million, right? Or million with an M. Now, of course, I know the state. They're saying it earned the family $7.6 million. They're not going to talk about how much it cost them to, gather these up, crush them, put them into a vehicle, get a vehicle, pay the gas, right? The labor involved. They're not going to factor that in, right?
I still think they're making out.
I still think they are, too. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But I'm just saying, for them to say they earned $7.6 million.
Even if their profit was a million.
That's the gross, not the net.
Yeah. Well, even if their profit was like a million. Right? You're like 8 months' work for 8 people and get you $1 million.
Heck yes.
I'm on board.
Sign me up.
Yes.
According to a statement from the Office of California Attorney General Rob Bonta, investigators also found a stash of illegally imported beverage containers worth another $1 million. So they were
what
just,
does that even mean?
I don't know.
Okay. For the constitutionalists out there, help me out. How does this not fall under, the Interstate Commerce Clause? Right? In a positive way.
Okay.
Right? There's supposed to be parity between the states. Amongst things like it's okay in one state, it's okay in the other state, and that's why we have the federal government to regulate that. So should be okay, right? It's legal. It's legal to recycle in both states. There's crossing a border to do it.
Yeah, when I think about it, like cans and bottles, and I don't know which states are listed, but just sort of a memory, they've got a bunch of states on there. It'd be like Connecticut, Massachusetts, whatever, blah, 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 5 cents.
Yep.
Certain states are 10 cents.
Right.
It doesn't say, Thou shalt not cross the state border.
Like when I lived in Wisconsin, in the northern part of Wisconsin, there's what's known as the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And you would often get the cans that said 5 cents or whatever, what 10 cents, I don't remember whatever, what it was, in Wisconsin. And so in order to get your money, you would take those cans across the border to cash them in. Now, they would refuse your cans if they didn't have the little thing stamped on it.
Okay.
Right, that said Michigan 10-cent refund or whatever, right? Occasionally.
Yeah.
Right? And I just remember that as a kid.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, this has been going on in states for a long time.
Like I said, they did a Seinfeld episode about it.
But the reason that the state is trying to, you know, pinch these people is because of the quantity, right? Obviously, I would think that many people do this, just like you were talking about.
Yeah.
It's just the sheer quantity here. They want to make an example.
Yeah, these guys went big. They're like, go big or go home.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, you got to make it worth it.
Right.
When someone purchases a plastic or aluminum bottle in California, they typically pay an extra 5 to 10 cents in California redemption value.
See?
Yes. Yeah.
Or CRV, which the consumer can get back by returning the items to one of the state's more than 1,200 recycling centers.
You get part of it back.
Arizona has no such program.
Oh, no.
California's recycling program is funded by consumers and helps protect our environment and communities, Bonta said. Those who try to undermine its integrity through criminal operations.
Recycling.
Yeah.
Criminal operations.
Yeah. Hey, man, what are you in for? Criminal recycling.
You're going to do some hard time for that.
What'd you do? Recycled some cans, man. This is what the USA is coming to, right? These people are facing multiple felonies for recycling.
Yes.
I sold Bitcoin. What did you do? I recycled cans.
Yeah. And again,
lock them away.
Again, I get back to the opposite side of that. It's, you know, why isn't the person or organization for the state facing charges for all the people that don't, you know, sort of bring their cans back?
Yeah.
I mean, the state's taking all that money in.
What are your thoughts? If you collected cans and bottles and crossed a state line to recycle them because they'd give you, well, more or something where your state wouldn't, does that make you a criminal? Should you be facing felonies for that? 603-283-6160 is the number. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is next.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.